Welcome to Engage with the Bible. Today's text is from Matthew chapter 8, and we're going to read verses 5 to 10.
When Jesus had entered Capernaum, a centurion came to him, asking for help. "Lord," he said, "my servant lies at home paralyzed and in terrible suffering." Jesus said to him, "I will go and heal him." The centurion replied, "Lord, I do not deserve to have you come under my roof, but just say the word, and my servant will be healed. For I myself am a man under authority, with soldiers under me. I tell this one, 'Go,' and he goes, and that one, 'Come,' and he comes. I say to my servant, 'Do this,' and he does it." When Jesus heard this, he was astonished and said to those following him, "I tell you the truth, I have not found anyone in Israel with such great faith."
Our focus is on verse 7. "I will go and heal him." But wait, the proposed visit is not required. The centurion had come asking for help, and had described his servant as paralyzed, suffering terribly. Clearly Jesus is required to heal him, so why does the centurion not want Jesus to go to his home? It seems that this army officer could recognize authority when he saw it, and we have a response from him to Christ's offer of help that even amazed Jesus. Such was the centurion's faith, that he knew that Jesus didn't need to be physically present for healing to occur. He knew the power of a command. What a help this is for us today. We may not have the physical presence of Jesus right now, but by the Holy Spirit, his power is still as strong as ever, and he is ready and willing to respond to all who call out to him in faith. Whether it's for healing, hope, or help, reach out in faith to the Lord today. A prayer. Lord, I trust in your word. Forgive me when I doubt your presence, your provision, and your protection. Please strengthen my faith in you so that I can help others to trust in you too. Amen. Engage with the Bible is a ministry of Damascus Trust.